All right, guys, this just came in. UPS is now cutting 20,000 jobs as Americans are spending less and also on reduced Amazon deliveries. U.S. tariffs are causing mayhem right now as some of the biggest companies have actually gotten double-digit percentage drops in their stock. So UPS is cutting 20,000 jobs. So what's next? What's going on? I mean, UPS basically said that, okay, 20,000 people will be gone and 73 facilities will also be closed because of the Amazon reductions. Now, it's not just because Amazon, but at the same time, many Americans aren't exactly doing well, okay? Wealthy consumers have increased their spending, but the majority of Americans are not wealthy. Majority of Americans are just your average guy. You know, 50% of Americans only have $500 in their savings account, and most Americans live paycheck to paycheck. And these are going to be the Americans that spend the most. And the majority of these Americans are spending less. In fact, many of these stores, right, like Lowe's, TJ Maxx, spending fell 4%. And that's just really bad. And overall, you clearly see that when consumers spend less, when they buy less online, there is less shipping needs. So with less people buying stuff, there's less shipping, and UPS just isn't having a good time. And by the way, this is one of the biggest logistics layoffs I've ever seen. You know, we talk about how like FedEx last year fired like 14,000 people, but this is like all-time high. I have never seen a delivery company fire this many people. Like 20,000 people is an enormous amount of number. And by the way, recently the first quarter GDP reports are really bad, and people are saying that we could be seeing a possible recession. In fact, GDP actually shrunk like 0.3%. It was absolutely terrible. It was one of the worst GDP reports I've ever seen. In fact, it shrunk, which basically means that consumer spending is down, and not to mention inflation is actually up. These are really scary times. I mean, Wednesday's first quarter GDP report actually add to fears that US may be already in a recession, which for some reason is causing the stock market to go up, which is pretty interesting. At the end of the day, we're seeing very high inflation, a massive trade war, and if you want to see if the economy is doing well or not, it's pretty simple. Look at the logistics department. When there's less shipping, when oil prices are low, when there's less transportation, when there's a lot of people being fired from the logistics sector, that kind of means we might be in this recession. I mean, UPS has been firing people for a very long time, and even in January 2024, they fired like 12,000 people. And in 2023, they also fired a bunch of people too. So just in the past few years, I mean, UPS has been firing tens of thousands of people. And has UPS hired these people back? The short answer is no. They have not hired these people back, and they never will. UPS is cutting thousands of these jobs, okay? And 164 buildings are also closing down. Several logistics warehouses and locations have been closing. And it's not looking so good for UPS. And at the end of the day, it's not just UPS. I don't just want to dog on them. FedEx is doing the same thing. Amazon Logistics is doing the same thing. And especially USPS, owned by the United States government, has confirmed 10,000 employees will be laid off due to basically the Department of Government efficiency. This should be saving them a lot of money, but they've also considered laying off another 10,000 people. So UPS with these fat layoffs, should we be worried? Absolutely, okay? If it's just UPS layoffs, maybe it's not that scary, but when you combine it with the really crappy first quarter GDP report where our economy actually shrunk by 0.3%, these add into a lot of recession worries. And as many normal Americans are spending less and less, you know, some of the top brands have experienced less spending and less revenue because less Americans are spending stuff. And not to mention, credit card debt in America has ballooned well over $1 trillion, and many people have been getting to buy now, pay later debts like Klarna and also Affirm. So right now, less jobs. It's going to be difficult. And people have even been saying trying to get one of these UPS and Amazon jobs have actually been pretty difficult despite them being pretty entry level before the pandemic. Can we get things on control? But before I leave, check out the private Discord server, guys. Patreon link below in the description. We also offer a free trial. I also trade on here all the time because the trades are actually pretty decent. So check us out. Blue is information, green means buy, red means sell, and the win rates are actually really good. Check us out, guys, and see you later.